I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. There is a make-believe deliverance and there's true deliverance. A make-believe deliverance is the deliverance where somebody just shout and two of you jumping, pushing your head, and then you fall down. Tomorrow the problem is still there. That's a make-believe acrobatic deliverance. But Jesus said here, shall make you free. Now, take note. Have you ever bothered to ask, what is the truth? He said, you shall know the truth. Anything outside the world, you cannot be free. Somebody get what I'm saying here? But people don't want to go for the world, and they are being deceived by the devil and the agents who are ignorant. Come on, sir, here. Sir, I need light. Say it one more time. So light is the master key for deliverance any day, anytime, anywhere. Light is what? For deliverance any day, anytime, anywhere. With light, you will be free. With light, your children will be free. With light, your children will be free. Most times, most of us possess the light. That is, we possess the word of God. But the word of God which we possess most times does not produce. You know why? Ask me why. Because the word on its own will not produce until faith is built into the word. I can know the word of God that himself took my infirmities. That is what I know. But now I have to build my faith on that word for that word to deliver me. I'm not understanding what I'm saying here. You can know the word, but it's not enough to know it. You must build your faith on that word for it to deliver you. I'm not understanding what I'm saying. So faith is a major requirement for God's word. So you must put your faith onto it. Is that clear, sir? Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12b, I'll give you a typical example of what Paul said, and then I'll take it to reality in the Bible, and then you get clear understanding of what I'm trying to say, and I'll stop there. I will not go too far. The B path is where I want to read. For which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. But look at the B path, everybody in your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Paul speaking said, for I know whom I have believed. I am and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against this day. I don't doubt it. I am persuaded. I am convinced by faith that God can do what he says. That's what Paul is saying. That there's nothing he says that God will not. In the fourth or fifth, I'm going to teach something that God's word is eternally settled, because whatever God says is what he means. He says what he means and he means what he says. So God, when he speaks a word, he's committed to what he says. So I'm building my faith not because that any man is a man that can say and change his mind. When God speaks, he cannot alter what he has said. He said, my word which I have spoken shall not return void. So if God says anything, I stand on the integrity of that word, deliverance is sure. Paul said, now let me give you a typical example. Three Hebrew boys were asked that if they do not bow to the devil, they were going to be thrown into a fire. In Daniel chapter 3, 16 to 18. I want to give you an example of what I'm trying to teach. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exemplified 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Now, in Daniel chapter 3, 16 to 18, Daniel 3, 16 to 18, hear what they said. I want to give it, then I'll give you a picture. Now, hear this. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to King O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, where are they coming from? Because anytime you read, you also ask the Holy Ghost to give you a backing scripture. Can Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego make that statement without a word? No. Every time you see a man talk with authority, he has a word backing him. Now, in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, look at Isaiah 43, verse 2. See in the scripture, you understand what they're saying. Now, it said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. We're speaking. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. So should I say, God has said to us that even if we throw the fire, he will build us. So trust there, we will not be burned. They stood on the integrity of the word. So they say, hey, Nebuchadnezzar, we will never bow to your God. Trust in that fire. We know the word that God spoke. We are fully persuaded that what he said, he's committed to do it. So when you locate God's word in that area of your life and you stand in faith, you are bound to be delivered no matter the challenge. I'm going to understand where I'm coming from. So deliverance is locating the right word. Deliverance is not somebody just praying for you. Deliverance is locating the right scriptures concerning your situation and stand on it and then exercising faith, and then you'll be delivered. You know where Satan deceives people? It tells you it's too simple to believe. How can you believe this simple Bible? My friend, don't believe this word. It's too simple. How can this simple thing is what you want to believe? That's where it deceives you with ignorance. When you know the truth, you don't panic. But when you don't know, Satan comes to you and say, how can this simple thing will deliver you? This thing is simple. It's so simple. Why will you believe this simple Bible? It is simple. No, there's another way better than it. Throw it off. Look for a witch doctor to add to this one. Tie some charms on your waist. How can you say, the Lord shall be seen over me? Is that all now you believe for protection? In the midst of armed robbery and militants? And that God will protect you? No. Tie a small charm in addition to that one. Put one ring on your hand. And when you do your hand like this, they vanish. It's too simple to believe that. Then you now say, okay. You know why I say, okay? You don't know the Bible. He plays on your ignorance. Satan's major instrument is subtlety, deception. He comes to you and says, do you think this thing the Bible says is so? He came to Eve. He said, did God say you should not eat? Eat it. I say, eat. You'll be like God. That has been his style. He came to Jesus. If you are truly the Son of God, just say, quiet, I know the Bible. And I know it more than you, Satan, for it is written. You see how he was delivered? He comes to you to your mind. How can you say now that this blood you're seeing is not miscarriage? When you see blood, it's miscarriage. You know it. Have you not seen in the television that once a woman sees blood, it's miscarriage? He plays pictures of all the things you have seen on television. Even if you see this Bible, they shall not cast their young. Is that that small thing you saw in the Bible in Exodus 23, now you believe? This small thing you saw, you say, you have miscarried, forget, go to the doctor, confirm it. But when you stand your ground, I say, Satan, hear this, I serve the living God. And he said, if I serve him, I cannot cast my young. And I stand on the integrity of that word. Blood is not baby. You go to your doctor, he'll tell you your baby is intact. Are you get a doctor in this church? Life story. The wife was bleeding. Came to me in the office. And I opened the Bible. The doctor said, he looked at his wife and I as two stupid people. That was where he became a member. It was another church. When he was she was bleeding, I said, let's go to the hospital and evacuate this baby. He said, hold on. My pastor said, you see blood, doesn't mean you see baby. I shall bless you with children. This I shall bless you with the blood. The doctor said, are you okay with your pastor? Let's go. So they stood there. He was just listening to it. He said, two of us were talking like fools. He said, based on his medical understanding, he said, these people are two ignorant, stupid people. He said, but I was talking. And then the woman was making like this. He said, how can this woman be doing like that? Said, let's go. I'm a doctor. He said, but after we finished, the blood stopped. And they went back, baby. 9 months she delivered. He said, this God is true. I'll be a member. That's how he became a member of this church. She was delivered based on the word. Your deliverance is not mechanized. So you build your what? Faith. They said, look, we know when we pass through the fire, God will be with us. You know what God said? He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Not the son of man that I should repent. Numbers 23 verse 19. If God has said anything, he's committed to doing it. When they put their faith into the knowledge, they walk through the fiery furnace, as though through a cold room. No matter the evil before you, you are coming out gallantly. So your destiny is a function of the light operational in you. Your what? It's a function of the light operational in you. When you believe and discover truth and refuse to stagger, your freedom is secure.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
That is it, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because the entrance of this world will give you light, and this light will so shine that darkness can't come near you again. When your faith claps it, that, hey, I don't belong to this place. If there's any economic crush, it is not for my own nation. I belong to a nation. I belong to a kingdom that does not have famine. God didn't see light before, said light has come. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw light. So you don't see before you speak before you
join
see.
David Ibiomie on this expository series on faith for the miraculous, to learn steps required for your faith to produce results and know your kingdom right as a child of God. You can get a copy of this series on DVD by calling any of these lines: 234-703-894-5714, 234-803-312-3743.
He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So when you are born again, you have been delivered. Then the next thing we do is to feed you with the word of God. So you discover it, you believe it, your deliverance and freedom become automatic. You do what? You and your freedom and deliverance become automatic. Don't be a victim of deliverance professionals. In quote, deliverance what? Go for the truth, and you will be dignified, and you will enjoy freedom. Deliverance is not mechanized. He sent his word, and his word delivered. Every area you want deliverance, go for the word of God. Have light in that area. You want deliverance from poverty? Go for light in prosperity. You want deliverance from sickness? Go for light in health. You want deliverance from family attack? Go for light in family. You want deliverance from family lineage, as you said? Go for understanding of the new family where you come from and know that your family biologically is no longer the family you now belong to. Because now you are born of God. You are no longer born of your biological parents. Am I talking to someone? Simple understanding. Simple, simple. And then you just walk yourself. Come on, sir, here. Hello. Satan is one of the cheapest things to deal with when you possess light. Every harassment is simple ignorance. Simple what? Okay, you are doing deliverance for you and your wife that two of you are fighting. People do deliverance. That husband and wife are fighting, they do deliverance. They say, do deliverance for us, or we don't, our family every time we fight. That once somebody is throwing charm at us, you know, to cause confusion. And then the man will say, you know, my husband beats me, you have to do deliverance. That man is demon possessed, he beats me. Then the wife says, do I talk to him, do deliverance, I don't talk to him again. Do you need deliverance? No! Have you seen a man who ever beat a military man with a uniform? They say, park here. More policemen say, park here. Say, yes sir, park. If he's demon possessed, you slap the moral policeman. He doesn't slap military men. Why will he slap his wife? He's not demon possessed. He's stupid. He has no light. Because a man who beats himself is a madman. Now listen. He said, simple, not simple. See deliverance. See. He said, husband and wife are one flesh. Is that the Bible? So one and one is one. Not two. Because husband and wife are one. Now, if they are one, it means two of them are one. And if you see a man moving on the road and hit himself like this on the road, wouldn't you turn back and say, this man, something's wrong with him? Wouldn't you say so? Because something was wrong with him, man would be hitting himself. Is that true? Okay. So if a man lifts his hand to slap his wife, he's beating himself. So with that understanding, even if she misbehaves, he will lift his hands. He will say, no, if I beat her, I'm beating myself. There's a better way to talk to her. And the woman too cannot point at the man because she's pointing to her head. And pointing to your head means you are headless. And a headless woman has no future. She has no covering. So she will know how to talk to her husband. So two of them does not need prayer. They need sense. From the word of God. But two of them are going about from churches. Prayer. Prayer. Do deliverance. For the two of stupidity. And the pastor too is ignorant. We see it. I say, no, when the demon of confusionism is attacking a family, and then you know, because two of you are ignorant, the pastor and you say, we have to do a special deliverance, and he will give you stories that will look good in your eyes because you don't read Bible, he does not read Bible. All you'll be free in their family is to be born again. Once you are born again, what happens to others cannot happen to you. The moment you give your life, Satan has lost his grip from you. What happens to the Amadi, Ganibo, and the Boniface family cannot happen to you. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And who is the spirit? God is a spirit. So, by the phrase this way, that which is born of man is man. that which is born of God is God. And when you are born again, you shifted from the human lineage to godly lineage. And in that lineage where you belong, there's no poverty. No poverty there. Jesus was made poor that you might be rich. So you have been shifted to the covenant of Abraham, that through that lineage, you, Jesus Christ, connected you to the lineage of wealth. So poverty is not your portion. So your grandfather may be poor, your father may be poor, but you cannot be poor. So you change your mind and say, no, if they were poor, I can't be poor. And you have been delivered from poverty. But you still carry the mentality that my grandfather was poor. Now do deliverance. So the deliverance is done. So that say you are still poor because your mind, as you think, so you are. Go and buy books. Possess light. Read Bible and be delivered. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Lord, I've heard the truth. Now that I've heard, every area I have a challenge. I want the Holy Ghost to help me. Lift your right hand and say, Lord, the same grace at work in Jesus, work in me now from today. As I pick the Bible, pick anointed materials, Holy Spirit, give me access to encounter through light for my deliverance. Every weakness in me I destroyed by the blood of Jesus. From this day, there's no challenge. That light will not come from you to shatter darkness. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen. Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
That is it, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because the entrance of this world will give you light, and this light will so shine that darkness can't come near you again. When your faith grabs it, that, hey, I don't belong to this place. If there's any economic crush, it is not for my own nation. I belong to a nation. I belong to a kingdom that does not have famine. God didn't see light before he said light has come. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw light. So you don't see before you speak before you
join
see.
Join David Ibiomie on this expository series on Faith for the Miraculous to learn steps required for your faith to produce results and know your kingdom right as a child of God. You can get a copy of this series on DVD by calling any of these lines. 234-703-894-5714. 234-803-312-3743.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Portals 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.